It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here with you. Yes, thank you for joining us at golfadams@msn.com, on thegolfnewsnet.com, thegolfnewsnet.com. Yes, that's where this show, my anchor show, Great American Golf, goes every Saturday morning on thegolfnewsnet.com. And we've got loads and loads to talk about today. So we're going to get right at it with a very special guest a little bit later in the show, one of my PGA merchandise show products of the year, has become a new sponsor. We'll talk to them late in the show. And we are also looking for, well, let's say between this show and Saturday morning's Great American Golf, and then a week from today, the big weekend wrap-up show for the Open Championship, there may be a very special guest. We're just going to leave it at that. We're working on it. We're thinking about it. We're trying. We're getting schedules together. And we think we have a very special guest for you. All right. On the show today is Craig Renshaw. You've never heard of him. Let me introduce him. He is one of the greatest golf instructors in American history. I can say that. It's my show. Right, Craig? He's a lifetime member.
I pay you for that.
He's a lifetime member of the PGA of America. He is one of our noted golf instructors in America. And Dr. Bob Denny is a PGA of America's historian emeritus. That's a really big title. I don't know what to say about that one other than he's the best in business. There's nobody that knows more. And if they do know more, they're silent out there somewhere doing cartwheels in the ocean. But Dr. Bob Denny is the man of the man of the guy of the guy of the historian of the historian. And I know, Craig, you and I agree on that.
Yep. Yep.
Dr. Bob, hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon from Florida.
Well, it is what it is. It's a Monday, and boy, are we loving the weather all over the USA. No, we're not. It is roasting hot everywhere, Craig. Are you and Bob loaded down there with heat? Because the entire Midwest, the Southwest, everybody is on fire hot.
Well, it's hot, but it's supposed to be hot. It's July.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the rest of the Midwest, but they're having scorching heat.
I think
They're having scorching heat, and I guess it's dangerous. Everybody make sure you hydrate. Make sure you use your sunscreen, and make sure you get in from out of the heat to the air conditioning. Bob?
Yeah, we just it's 93 here. Weather Channel says it feels like 104, but I can guarantee you around 5 o'clock or 5:30, we are blessed with some breeze, which does help since I'm 9 miles inland and it does move air around. And when you move air around, it's livable.
Well, Craig, you live over there where all the multi-billionaires live in Jupiter.
And so we get clouds down here.
Yeah. Well,
yes, but you know, but see, the thing that my wife has noticed, she spent her first 52 years in Arizona, and then when we moved out here last year, the biggest thing she noticed is her opinion is it's not as hot as it is out there. And the other part is she likes it that we get cloud cover. So even throughout the day, you get clouds, so the sun goes behind the clouds and all that stuff. It makes a big difference to your day in addition to the breeze. It's
No,
just
it
a
does.
totally different heat here versus out in Arizona.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you live down in the swamps, and we understand that. And that's fine. Florida's a swamp. I'm sorry.
Not anymore.
Well, I don't know.
It's
Did you see the poor guy at
true.
Yellowstone who was running and running from the bison, and the bison caught him and bumped him and flipped
I
him
saw
eight
him get
feet?
flipped up. I saw him get flipped in the air.
I'm never going. I was going to go to Yellowstone. I wanted to go my whole life. I'm never going. My goodness
When
gracious.
they're in rutting season, you don't get near a male. You don't get a near a male bison during rutting season. That
There's
was
been
silly on his part.
rutting going on, but I didn't know about that one. No, I mean, my goodness gracious, the poor guy. And yes, we understand nature and the animals, and they have their, that is their world. And we better be careful going into that world. All right, we were in Flagstaff last week, and I want to thank Northern Arizona and Flagstaff for welcoming us and looking after us and having beautiful weather and time and all the things happening up in the Northern Arizona region. You've got the Grand Canyon there and Barrizona and Williams and all of the other monuments and the outdoor activities and the national landmarks, places to go, things to do. So all part of my Go Arizona promotion. I want to thank Arizona and Flagstaff. It's the 100th anniversary of Route 66, and it's all over Flagstaff. And so it's a big deal. And we had fun, and we got out of the heat. All right, let's get to it. Dr. Bob calling Dr. Bob. You are wanted in golf surgery. Here we are. What do we have from the ladies at their big major? Only the fourth one, there's more at the Avion.
Well, we had the fourth major come down to drama again on the par 5 18th. And first of all, I really feel bad for Brooke Henderson from Canada for not being able to close, because all she had to do was not miss 3 or 4 foot putts. And what does she do? She's the only one of the threesome at the end, between Heiran Ryu of Korea and Iwaki, I believe is a pronunciation, Iwaki of Japan, going into the final hole, and she hit the fairway. She hits the green in two and eagles it, gets into the playoff with Heiran Ryu and Iwi. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing her name, but from Japan, misses out on the playoff. Okay, so it was interesting to see them going, and what happens in the playoff? Brooke misses the fairway, Ryu hits the fairway. Ryu hits the green in two, and Brooke could not get on in three in regulation, has to chip and loses by one stroke to finish second in the championship. So the Evian lived up to its name of drama, navigation of that golf course down the end.
Well, and she wins her second major in what, 13 or 14 days, Craig?
That's right. Yeah, I
Uh,
think so. Something like that. 2 weeks.
yeah, within 2 weeks, she's got two majors. All of a sudden, no big deal. So, hats off. Great, great golf. I loved watching it. I had it on and off throughout the weekend, and it was fun golf to watch. I love watching the ladies. They're the greatest golf news in the world today. With all the
Little nugget,
other.
little nugget for you, Ray.
Yep.
She be With that win, Heiran Ryu of Korea became the seventh all-time Korean female to win a major. Back to our friend Brooke Henderson, who won the Women's PGA back in 2016. She's the first ever to have three eagles, which included a hole in one.
Oh,
She's the
wow.
seventh of all time to have, of any women in history in the LPGA, seventh all time to have three eagles in one round. So she was doing everything possible except making those little par putts she had to knock in that could have just rescued her right away.
You know, it's the 13th of the month, and we're talking about the LPGA Tour. We're talking about this great, great championship. And we certainly put our hats off and bow to you for her win. It's the 13th of the month, and a great time to pause for a minute, gentlemen and listeners, to recognize the 13 founders of the LPGA. One of the recipients of the Marilyn Smith founders, they call them pearls, said this: "I feel that the way women have paved the way for younger women and girls of my generation is nothing short of inspiring. Personally, the bravery, the creativity, and ambition these ladies had to have is outstanding." Talking about the 13 founders. Next, these women took a foreign concept and turned it into not only a movement for women in sports, but a beloved sport and model to young women. Finally, the respect and class these women had throughout it all is what inspires me from a professional perspective. That is one of the founder, excuse me, the founder's scholarship recipients, and we appreciate her for writing that. That all came from Debbie Waitkus. We know Debbie, and that is one of our great women in golf and one of her posts today. So we had to put that in there. On the 13th, let's recognize the 13 founders of the LPGA Tour on this momentous Monday after the Avion. All right, Craig, what in the world is the ISCO Championship? And wasn't it named something else a number of years ago, where one Aaron Baddeley won it? No one is, everybody's forgot about Aaron, but he's one of our great players, but he hasn't won in forever. And he won the ISCO when it was named what? You remember? Oh, we might have lost Craig. Let's keep going. Bob, do you remember?
It's called the Barbasol Championship.
It was the Barbasol, yeah. And Aaron Baddeley won it. Aaron lives here in Scottsdale. He and his wife have just a wonderful family. They're great people. And I've been to Aaron's house. I've knew his mother. I've known his mother-in-law for years and years. And they're just great people. And the ISCO Championship was won by who? And let's take a look at that leaderboard.
Stephen Fisk, Georgia Southern graduate.
And no one has ever heard of Stephen Fisk. Who in the world is Stephen Fisk?
How many people knew the Canadian that he beat in the playoff, Taylor Pendrith?
Well, Pendrith has been a name that's been around, and we've covered a lot of golf, and so we know Pendrith, but no one has ever heard of Fisk. Tell us
Yeah,
about it.
three. Well, he's Georgia Southern. He's won before at the let's see, he's been on the Korn Ferry Tour, the PGA Tour of Canada. He's won the Sanderson Farms last year on in October,
Yep, he won
so
last
he
year
won
and he's
that
won this year.
championship.
So all of a sudden, here's a guy that no one's ever heard of, and he's now won two PGA Tour events.
And he's been in the PGA Championship this year and missed the cut. So he's got three majors left on his resume to try to get into. He earned his way back into the PGA with this victory. So he's making his name. He's very solid. I like the way his game looked. It looked very solid out there, finishing the weekend 60, excuse me, 68, 67, to get into the playoff. And he's very, I think he's very capable, but I thought it was a special note I heard from Gary Williams on the Golf Channel the other day, and he spouted a name out there, Ray. You might have heard this name before, Cameron Young.
Oh my, Cam Young, one of my favorites.
And he said, "Yeah, you remember that name? Well, he hasn't finished in the top 20 or so since May, but it comes and it goes." I think it's a
Well,
very
and
simple, simple way.
we could talk
Talent
about
comes and
Scottie
goes.
Scheffler too, and go on and
It
on.
comes and it goes, right?
It does come and it goes. Craig?
Ask Nellie DeCorver about that last week when she missed the cut.
Absolutely, asked Nellie, and I did ask Nellie, and I spoke to Nellie, and we're having Nellie and on the show again, I'm hoping soon, if I can catch up to her. By the way, don't forget to go to the golfnewsnet.com, thegolfnewsnet.com. That's where you
Craig, I was
find.
going to ask, intersect a question. Craig, when it comes and it goes, we're looking at a guy like Stephen Fisk. Well, that was his moment, right? And
Yeah,
Craig,
absolutely.
everybody has their moments.
Absolutely. And that's the difference between a really good player on the PGA Tour and an average player on the PGA Tour is that when it comes and goes a little bit more for your average PGA Tour player or a Scottie Scheffler, it doesn't take as much. I mean, those are the differences, small differences on that. And when it doesn't go very well, they shoot 73. And when they're keeping it on the rails, it's 70 or 69. Those are the differences out there on tour. And that's not a whole lot of difference out there.
Now, let's look at it. I mean, when you see this leaderboard, when you see this golf tournament, when you look at this in a bigger perspective, and no one's heard of Stephen, I'm sorry, but most people, I would say 98% of the people, have no idea who he is. You've got an ISCO championship. Nobody knows what that is. It's some new brand new name. Does he survive the second tier or the two-tier system, Bob?
At this point, I would say a win under a belt like that in two years in a row, I'd say he has a good chance.
Craig, is he in the top tier now?
Well, I don't know if he's top tier,
Nobody knows. That's my whole point.
but
We
see, the
don't
thing
know.
is that everybody is given a break in life, and he's been given a lot of breaks, but he took advantage of this, and what that does for confidence and how long he can ride this. And what he's able to do to give him confidence in saying, hey, I got a 2-year exemption and I can get this. And what can I do with this? We don't know what this man's potential is. Do I think he's
Right.
going to win four majors? Probably not. Do I think we're going to look back and say, oh my God, he's had a great career. He's going to be a Hall of Famer? Probably not. But it doesn't mean that he won't be able to ride this for the next 15 years because, hey, I took advantage of the situation, won this event that gets me onto here. And I know that I can play with the top players now, and now he's able to do something. We don't know, but it's amazing what there's a lot of people that can sit there and run with that.
Well, the top players weren't really there, but that doesn't take anything away from his win. He's won a PGA Tour event. Now he's won two. So he's not a, one and done.
No. I mean, you
Right.
look at what Justin Thomas and Scottie Scheffler said when Jordan won all those events before they did. And the one thing they both said is, well, we played with Jordan a lot and we've beaten Jordan a lot. Well, if Jordan can win this, then I know I can win this. And look where those two have gone. They
Right.
probably almost surpassed Jordan right now. But it's because you've played with this person. This person took advantage of this. And then you've played with him. You go, well, I'm just as good as he is. And then it just cycles through there. It's amazing what happens.
Nuggets, nuggets. They want nuggets. They're writing to me at golfadams@msn.com and they're saying, Ray, we want Dr. Bob. Hello, Dr. Bob. Calling Dr. Bob. Do you have a nugget?
My nugget is more related now to some other events that happened over the weekend, if you don't
Yeah,
mind.
well, we've got
Okay.
Scottish Opens and we, well, go
All
ahead.
right.
You take off.
I'd like to put my nugget in the nice emotional farewell to Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio.
Yep.
And Zach
How
Johnson from
terrible.
my home state and the town I used to work in, Cedar Rapids, won his first senior major by a total of 6 strokes. And he did so by being just Zach Johnson, where he played to the smart parts of the greens, made putts when he had to, and had 2 amazing chip-ins for birdies. So Zach is the his third start in nine, excuse me, his third win in 9 starts on the PGA Tour Champions. Back to Firestone, though. That's a wonderful, iconic venue. Beautiful golf course. When it really started, believe it, this is the first name, folks, the Rubber City Invitational in 1954. Arnold Palmer wins one of those during that time. It moved to the American Golf Classic, the Bridgestone Invitational, the World Series of Golf, and then came in with the Colleague Series Championship, the Senior Players Championship, three PGA championships, and a bunch of senior PGAs, including Fuzzy Zelizer in 19 in 2002. So it was one of those emotional farewells. Zach played tremendous. He's going to be a force because he's in good physical shape, and he went out there, and who knows, maybe someday he can say he's going to challenge maybe Stewart Cink or Padraig for bragging rights. Who knows?
All right. That's a great wrap up. I appreciate it so much. Only Bob could do that. And we're blessed for Bob to do it. What I want to know is how terrible is it that Akron, Ohio, and the Firestone Country Club is gone, vanished. Goodbye. After all these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful decades. No more, Craig? Really? Really?
Well, that shows you how things have changed and fairly quickly. I mean, they were a World Golf Championship a while back too, and they were an upper event 10 years ago. It wasn't a major, but it was a World Golf Championship, which brought all the best players in, and now essentially they're done. And golf is a traditional sport. Yes, it changes and evolves and stuff like that. But it's a real shame that that event and that place is gone. And it bothers me because I can remember watching that event a long time ago at my grandparents' house. That was one of the few events that I would watch, or we got stuck watching back then. I remember that golf course a long, long time ago. That's a shame.
Have you played it, Craig?
I have.
Tell us a little bit about it,
Great
just
golf
a
courses.
little bit about it.
They're meticulous shape. It's a wonderful golf experience as soon as you get on the property. Historical references all over the clubhouses and stuff. I mean, it's a wonderful facility, and it's classic old golf, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place, and it's a shame that it's not there for a while now.
Is that right, Bob? Are we on the right track, or have we
Yes,
completely
Craig
lost our
perfectly,
mind?
yeah, Craig perfectly defines it. I played it once. I love the tree lines area, the 16th hole over the water, et cetera, et cetera. And here's one thing that bothered me over the weekend. I don't know if you guys spotted this, but the coverage with Paul Azinger and his partners are at a separate location doing the play-by-play. The television cuts off. It doesn't even show you the putting going on the 16th green after those two approaches. Zach hits it within tapping range. And I think he was playing with Miguel Jimenez. He hit one up there as well to the fringe and he saved one, but they don't show you the end of the hole. The next thing you know, you're seeing him in the fairway on 17. That to me ruined it for me.
How rude.
So let me ask you a question, gentlemen. That has occurred, and it's occurred lately quite a bit. What does that say for golf? What does that say for golf coverage? What does that say for golf fans? Is that happening in football? Is that happening in hockey? Is that happening in baseball? No. It's
No,
not happening in
no.
World Cup. It's not happening in any of the sports that you want to, NBA games? No. So why is golf, who wants to consider itself a big sport, and we have all these victories, why is it being done?
Well, you've got to call Brian Rolapp and have a big conference with him. Maybe you'll have a Subway sandwich and you can have a cup of coffee. And maybe Brian will sit down with you, Craig, and he will open it up and give you all the answers of the world. Maybe we can open the Ark of the Covenant. We can go find, well, we can find the Ten Commandments somewhere, Bob.
Well, to me, it was a snub. And it that's a major supposed to be a major in senior
Huh.
golf. That ruined it for me.
It's unbelievable. I
Well,
mean,
but see, the hardest part, and we hand out these words and titles, whimsically, in my opinion, but the reality is there's a difference between the Champions Tour and the big boys at the PGA Tour. And even though it's a Champions Tour event, we call it a major. Well, it by that what's happening, it's not a major, gentlemen. It's not. It may be on that particular tour that it's considered a big event, but guess how the powers of golf see it? It's not a major. It's just not.
well, it's a major on the Champions Tour, but it's, of course, there. Look, there's nine majors. Bob, am I going wrong somewhere?
No, but that was just one that I've never seen preempted quite like that before with players on a golf
Was
course.
terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? All right. We're moving forward. We've got to go and blow and go and go and go. And we're going to have a station break here in just a moment where I have some. I say station, there's no station, Ray. Only 26 years made you say that word. We're going to have a little bit of a break in the action here in a moment. And Mr. Craig and Dr. Bob can refill their water glasses. And we'll be back in a moment here. But we're not ready to go yet. We're just not quite ready. Where are we? Oh my goodness, there was a little bit of an event over in Scotland. Bob, what happened at the Scottish Open?
Tom Kim got his first win in 1,001 days by beating
But why are we counting that?
Okay, because it's been a long time since he won, I guess.
So what?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. He's the son of a golf professional from Korea. This is his fourth PGA Tour win. He probably created the more excitement over the winter time with his theatrics with a hole in one at the SoFi Center, a mile and a half, two couple miles from me. He's been on the world on the world team for the President's Cup, obviously. Tom, it looked very under control. I thought he took forever to try to putt, though. I've watched his moments, but he took it. He finally drew that putter back and made it, and he's a very, very confident right now, 24-year-old heading into Royal Birkdale for the Open Championship by his victory at the Scottish
Yes, he
Open.
is going to Royal Birkdale. He's there. Craig, is it a big deal that Tom Kim wins? Or, eh?
It's probably an but they're expecting big things out of this young man.
Yeah.
And so he needs to, like a lot of golfers we talk about, he needs to start winning. And I mean, you talk to a lot of people and they'll tell you Tom Kim is a really, a great golfer out there. And
Have
people
you ever
look
heard of
at
a
him.
guy named Ricky Fowler?
So he needs to win if he wants to be talked about in that light. So
Doesn't Ricky Fowler need to win too, Bob?
need to
These
win.
are the greatest, biggest, wow names on the planet that have come into everybody's homes, everybody's names, everybody's everywhere. And they were supposed to be the greatest of the be all to the end all to the la 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 la. And I love Ricky Fowler. And I do love Tom Kim too. And Tom Kim wins. Thank you and congratulations to Mr. Kim. But there are a number of players that haven't done what they're supposed to do as far as their name, their pedigree. Where
It's
are
been
they?
12 been 12 years since Tom that Ricky contended in majors on a regular basis.
Yeah, nothing.
He was in our consciousness as a very popular commercial and celebrity.
Yeah.
People loved him because he was just a guy that didn't tout his horn and just was a natural guy. And simply Oklahoma State grad. He certainly lived up to the hype in it because he came out of the schools that produced some of the greatest golfers we've ever had on the tour.
All right, so
Hey.
Tom Kim goes, Craig, go ahead. I want you to take off. Tom Kim
No.
goes over, go
The
ahead.
only thing that I'll say about Ricky is he never lived up to the golf hype, but the man has carried himself very, very well.
Yes.
He has done things off the golf course and stuff like that. And
that's great, but he's kept his nose clean that we can tell and done all. So I can't say a whole lot negative about what he's done.
No, there's nothing negative about Ricky Fowler. I love Ricky Fowler. This show is a big Ricky Fowler fan, big Ricky Fowler fan. And this show has always been a big Ricky Fowler fan, and we will be one. I just want him to win a couple more times, Craig.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
You really? Why? What's going on with his swing, ball striking, putting, his shoes? Does he need to wear squares? He's not wearing Ashworth golf apparel. I know that.
Well,
What's going on?
how long has he been out there, Ray? And how many events has he won?
Oh,
So what are the
probably
odds that he's
20
going to win a
years,
whole lot more?
15 or 18 years.
Okay, so I just don't see that he's going to win a whole lot more.
You really don't think he's going to pop one for the ages and win a major?
No.
He turned professional in 2009.
You don't think he can pop a major, Bob?
Unless something drastic happens in his coaching, I don't see that happening.
Well, we've talked about how any one of them can win any, beat everybody else on any given week. And I think Ricky Fowler wins another major. I'm going to go way out there.
You mean one major?
He's going to win one major. Well,
Okay.
he won the what do you call it?
Doesn't count.
I know it's not a major.
That's a call to players.
But he did give everybody a lesson in, he gave everybody a clinic on that one, Craig. You got to admit it. He gave us a clinic.
He played well the last six holes.
Well, yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going way out for Ricky. I'm going to go for Ricky. Let's find out what happens. Now, we've got a field happening at the Open Championship, and we've really got to say congratulations, and everybody that's in the field. Bob, what about this field? When we come back, Craig is going to be there. Bob is going to be there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to be back in just a moment after these very important sponsor messages. They're going to help you with your game. They're going to help you with your, well, you're going to have more fun. Stay there, listen, and we'll be back in just a moment right here on thegolfnewsnet.com with the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good, I feel
feels so good.
All right, greetings. Welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show with Dr. Bob Denny, Mr. Craig Renshaw. We're all here. We're all right now. Thank you for listening to those great, great sponsors. And I've got Ashworth and Squares, Tour Edge and Certifresh, Free Baller, Tina Toombs, Desert Fox, The Golf Puck, and Alicia Villarreal down in Rocky Point, Mexico, my favorite realtor down there. All of those part of my 250th birthday gift guide for America. That went out a week ago or more. We're going to do some more sends. If you want to be a part of that, golfadams@msn.com. All right, Dr. Bob, we're back. And where did we leave off?
You're talking about the field at the Open Championship.
Yep.
It'd be 156 golfers. I did read it for the first time in history at the Open, there will be a last chance qualifier, which is happening today. And it will be take place at the Royal Birkdale to get the last person in the field. Isn't that nice? What I think was interesting about this golf tournament and this venue is that it's produced some of the most amazing winners and moments in golf history. I say one of those moments was when Gary Player won in 1959 and not one American was in the field. How did that happen? Because Arnold Palmer was the first to galvanize and bring people over to the Open Championship after that. And he won, as you know, after he came over in 60. He didn't win in 60, but he came over after winning at Cherry Hills. But also there's one little episode in 1969 that took place there when Jack Nicklaus conceded a 4-foot putt or less than that to Tony Jacklin in the Ryder Cup and produced the first draw.
Wow.
So that, and Lee Trevino's won there. Johnny Miller's won there. Tom Watson won his fifth there. Spieth has won there. Arnie won his first Open there. And that is interesting. And it was designed way back in 1897 by George Lowe. And later on, updated by the guy by the name of and many others over the past, and some great. It's just an outstanding test. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, you know, the Open Championship. They used to call it the British Open Championship, and the Open Championship is the fourth major of the year for men around the world. And all I can tell you is that this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful major. It's my favorite. The bagpipes, you're looking at all of the ways and means that this golf tournament shows up on the rota. And there are so many things we could talk about with the Open Championship, Craig. Tell me some of your initial thoughts about the British Open Championship. Do you love it? Why do you love it? Where do you rank it? What about the Open for you?
Well, I mean, it's probably number two of the four to me. Being American, I think I'd want to win the U.S. Open, but you're the golfer of the, you know, world golfer of the year when you win the Open. So I guess maybe you're more worldly or more world known if you win that tournament than the U.S. Open. You know, you play on, it definitely seems like, and being that we're over here, we don't hear of all the problems or issues of, are we going to keep the greens alive or whatever. There seems to be less issues of what the RNA are doing versus, well, the USGA picked this golf course this year and what kind of condition are they going to have it and what the number. It definitely doesn't seem like it that there's as many issues over there as what we have over here. And as I said earlier, I like it because when I wake up in the morning, I can turn on golf and I can watch it and be done by noon. I think that's great. That's awesome.
I love it. I record it and then I pick it up later and I can skip through and do whatever I want to do. Bob, why do you love the Open Championship like you do?
It goes back to where the Open Championship really struck a chord with me was St. Andrews. And I spent a lot of time in St. Andrews, and I just think it's got a special mystical feel about it. And I think when you can capture your game together and try to deal with the weather changes that which come almost virtually on every other hole over there, how to deal with the ground and play on the ground, not on the air, see where the ball's going. There's a lot of crazy bounces over there. I think you've mastered all the elements if you win the Open Championship.
You know, if you win the Open Championship, I think you won the greatest of the four majors. Craig, am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong at all. I like I said, I it's the one that I would want to win second just because of where I was born, but it doesn't
Right.
mean that I wouldn't hold it on my mantle just as high as the other one. You're looked at pretty good for winning that one. Definitely higher than the other two, that's for
Bob, are
sure.
you going to give us a big history coming up this Saturday on Great American Golf for the claret jug? And what does it mean to, where did the claret come from? Why do we have a claret? What do they do with the claret? Do they get to keep the claret? Do they get a mini claret? Do they drink out of the claret? Who lost the claret? Who broke the claret? I know we're going to get a bunch of history from you, right?
You can drink it all in on Saturday.
I'll drink it all in on Saturday, and we're loaded and loaded and loaded. Unbelievable. What a great, great week this is with the Evian finishing. Congratulations on all of it. And I'm getting ready to go over to one of my favorite PGA products of the year. Craig, I'm going to give you the last word on the week of the Open Championship. Does Scottie Scheffler win this thing again?
Oh, golly. I think he's very determined after what happened last weekend. I don't think it hurt him to then get a couple days off and maybe work on a few things. I don't think he wins this week, but I think he gets things back in order and plays well.
Who wins a golf tournament, Craig?
I'm going to say somebody European.
Well, three guys got in there at Royal Birkdale through the qualifying series. One of them was named Michael, excuse me, Johnny Kiefer, Bob, whoever he is, and then Michael Thorbjornsson. And then Victor Perez. So they all got into the field. And I'm going to predict and love the fact that one of them wins it. Now, probably not. But wouldn't it be amazing if one of them who gets in wins that golf tournament? Bob, let me give you the final word.
I'm taking the field against Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, you're going way out on a limb, aren't you?
Right. Safe bet.
Far, far away. Okay. All right, Craig and Dr. Bob, thank you so much for joining me. And right now it's my pleasure to be joined by one of my favorite PGA products of the year. We shot a video. We had fun together. We met at the PGA show. He is Larry Walshaw, and he is the CEO and the founder. And the well, he redid the whole thing. He brought it back to life. So we'll call it the Phoenix. But the company is the Water Weasel Retriever. Larry, welcome to the
Ray,
show. I
thank you,
can't,
Ray.
we got to talk about the water weasel.
We gotta talk about it. Every day we're using the water weasel, unfortunately, because you can pull balls out of the pond faster than with any other retriever on the market.
Well, thank goodness that you are dependent on amateurs like me who hit their balls all over the place. And we use the water weasel to get into the ponds. And we don't just get one ball out, we get multiple balls, don't we?
Yeah, it's a rolling disc technology. You know, this is really amazing. Give you a quick history. 20 years ago, these guys out of Bradenton, Florida, invented the product and brought it to market. Sold heck 10,000 of them out of their garage, Ray.
Really?
And I mean, it was a nice product. You know, it was a little flimsy, but the head was the main thing. And about 50, and they were in Edwin Watts and a lot of other retail stores and pro shops. But unfortunately, you know, the time catches up with all of us, and the inventor, he passed away.
And then he sent it, gave it to his partners. The partners aged out and they quit making them. So
And
15
they didn't
years
have
ago,
Amazon in those days, did they?
they did not have Amazon.
But
Or did they
you
know how to
do,
use a computer? That's right. We are on Amazon.
So
But
what
it's
happened?
funny.
What happened? Larry, you got a hold of this product. You brought it up from the water. You took it out. What happened?
Well, like I said, I bought mine 20 years ago. And so last year, it broke after 20 years of use. And I couldn't find it anywhere. So I tracked down the guys who had the molds. I tracked down all the patent information and everything. And I went and visited them in Bradenton because I live in Jacksonville, Florida. And I said, you know what? I love this product. It needs to be back on the market because it actually does a better job than all the other one-headed retrievers. And so
Wow.
I got it. I remanufactured it. We redesigned it, made it stronger, better marine-grade rubber. It's not going to degrade. Better grip, just a better color. We even got a crazy water weasel retriever mascot for us, but it's a lot of fun. And now we are getting over the country. Go Amazon. But the funny thing is, we're getting requests from Canada, from the UK, from Brazil, Germany. I mean, all over the world,
Wow.
and we have not yet gone international, but we've gone national. We've sold a bunch up in Canada, so it's really taken off. It's a really fun product.
What I love about the water weasel is you drop it down in the lake or the pond, and when you go down there after your ball, because everybody hits a ball in the water, it's either bunker, water, bunker. We amateurs have a way of doing it, and we love our way because that's what we do. Anyway, you put the weasel in, and it extends the extension pole,
12 feet.
and yeah, 12 feet, and you drop it down in the water, and all of a sudden, as you roll it back up, oh, you find your ball, and then you find three or four others.
You do. And the really interesting thing about, and what I loved about the when it was the old mud weasel, when I used it, and now our water weasel is with the one-headed units like, those other guys have, like Jaws, I gotcha, and they reach for it, and when they miss the ball, what happens? Stirs up mud,
Yep.
right? Then you can't see the ball.
Yep.
Well, if you miss it with a water weasel, stirred up mud, so what? You just keep rolling right around in that area, it'll pick up your ball.
Unbelievable. We love the weasel. All right, you've got to go to Water Weasel Retriever, because that's the secret word. Talk about retriever, Larry.
Well, the retriever industry is over $436 million industry worldwide. And there are, you don't see advertisements for a retriever, right? You
No.
go into a golf shop and, you see a retriever, oh, here's one, I need one. And a lot of people, it's amazing to me, they don't have one. They're trying to reach in with their golf club or
Well, they
whatever.
got that little thing that's got the little cup on it,
That's a
and
little
one
hole.
ball, maybe one ball will go in there. Larry,
That's it.
isn't that's ancient?
That's ancient. This is really new technology. It's like every other year, what you're buying clubs to buy a game, right? You're buying new clubs because it's new technology. And so that's what this
And
is. It's an
clubs are hundreds
innovative.
and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, right. These are $59.95, but before we get off the air, I'm going to give a special, a Ray Adams 20 special,
Uh-oh.
which is going
Don't
to get
move,
everybody.
everybody. Stop it. We're going to have
Shocking
shocking
stuff.
news. Larry is going to bring it to us. What do you got for us, Larry?
Well, it's a special for Ray Adams people out there. If you go to waterweaselretriever.com and buy it from us, it's just type in the code Ray Adams 20 and you're going to get 20% off.
Ray Adam, I'm writing it down.
And
Ray Adam, oh my gosh, Ray
that's for
Adams.
the rest of the week.
Wow, all week long, Ray
All week
Adams
long.
20, get it going, get it going, get moving. You want to go to waterweaselretriever.com.
You got it. And if you forget
And
that,
then
hell,
you're going
just
to
go to
put in
Amazon.
Ray Adams 20. You're going to make $1 million. No, I didn't say
Well,
that. I didn't say
Ray, I haven't, and my friends and the people that have bought it, they
that.
don't buy balls anymore. They literally find Pro V ones,
Why would
beautiful
you?
Titleists. They They don't, because they find other people's balls all the time. So they've saved so much money. I had this guy tell me the other day, I played three rounds and it's paid for itself.
What I love about the weasel is the logo. I love the logo. It is a it's a weasel, and the little water weasel is holding the ball. And I love this guy. We need to put this guy everywhere. I got to get this guy on my TV show. The
There you
weasel.
go.
We love
Well, if you
water
go when you go to
weasel.
our web when you go to our website, Ray, there's actually a story. His name is Wheeler. Wheeler the Water Weasel. And it's a nice little story about how he became. So, yeah, treat yourself to a little story.
Now, I want to let everybody know that Larry Walshaw is the CEO and founder and owner of waterweaselretriever.com, but he's got a load of family behind him. His wonderful wife, his son, his wife, she's a model. They're all there, they're all part of all of it. And you're going to love waterweaselretriever.com. But Larry went out and played some golf yesterday in Florida. And we've got a load of golf going on this week. I've got to have you weigh in and comment on not just the Scottish Open, but hey, what's going on with Scottie Scheffler? And are you going to be watching a little bit of open golf this week?
Oh, that definitely. Scotty, think back to the greats, like Jack Nicklaus. I mean, how many times did Jack come in second place? Right?
19.
Exactly.
Or
So
20. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I
in
think
the
I'm wrong. I think
majors,
it was 29.
right? You think about
I
all the
can't
majors he
remember.
came in second. So, I'm not worried about Scotty. He'll get it back together. He's premier. But you go over there and those European players, they play the field a little bit better. You've got the Fitzpatricks, right? Which, quite frankly, I think one of the Fitzpatricks got a really good shot to win this thing.
Well, I think well, you're not only exactly right, but there's so many others that can win, and there's so many places and ways that we watch this golf tournament. I love watching links golf, Larry, don't you?
I do indeed. And it's a lot different than what we have over here in America. And it does take a special kind of player to be able to navigate a links course better than what we play here in the United States.
Well, I was right on my first account that Nicklaus was second 19 times. Can you imagine if he would have just popped a couple of three or four more of those? He would have been, well, insurmountable. He already is, as the all-time greatest major winner. But you look at it, and I think Scottie Scheffler has a great chance this week. I really do. I love him for this golf course.
Why?
Because his iron play, he knows how to put the ball where it needs to go. And this golf course demands that. You tell
Well,
me.
yeah, what about the greens? I mean, his putting hasn't been up to par lately.
Yeah, well, guess what? On any given day, anybody can change. And I think he changes. Who wins the golf tournament? If not Scotty, who do you love?
I love the Fitzpatrick. I think he
Okay.
I think he no one talks about McIlroy.
No,
McIlroy
no.
is why not? He knows how to play those courses over there. So
Well,
and he's he's that type.
he piddled around, and I think he comes back. And what's wrong with McIlroy winning this? I would agree with you.
That's great. Yeah, because he's a great player. I live over by the TPC. All right, over here in near Ponte Vedra, Florida. And boy, I've seen all these guys play a bunch of times, and it's always a joy because McIlroy's won it, what, twice so far, I think?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, when it's really late at night, Larry, going to take my glasses off.
Yeah.
Let's have the talk.
Okay.
When it's very late at night, and we can cut this out. Have you had the weasel at Pontevedra?
I have indeed. And most of the balls that I hit in the water, guess where they guess what I pull out?
You got
Pro
him.
V1s.
Oh
Pro
my God,
V1s.
they're all Pro V1s.
I asked one of the caddies the other day, I
Ha!
guess for one of I'm not going to name the pro player because I think he might be embarrassed by it. But I said, hey, I said, here, give this to your guy, the water weasel. And he goes, Oh my God, if anybody saw me carrying one of those in my bag, he said for my pro player, because he doesn't hit it in the water. He's not gonna put that in there. I'm like,
No.
ah, oh, come on.
Well, we love the weasel. The waterweaselretriever.com. And when you get to that website, folks, you're going to put in Ray Adams 20 and you're going to get a big discount this week. Waterweaselretriever.com. You've been listening to Larry Walshaw. He is the founder and remaker and builder and all of it. But you're not alone, Larry. You've got your family right there with you.
Oh yeah, and any TV spots we do, I'm going to use my handsome son and his beautiful model wife. You sure don't want to see my mug on TV.
Well, they are. They're very handsome. Both of them are very handsome people. Your lovely wife. Thank you, Larry, so much for coming on today and being a part of this. We're going to have you on again in the future. We're talking about the waterweaselretriever.com, one of my favorite PGA products of the year. And we've got a lot more coming with the water weasel. So don't forget to go to waterweaselretriever.com and plug in Ray Adams 20. And Larry, we're going to have you on again and we'll recap all of it, right?
That sounds good. Hey, thanks for having me today, Ray.
All right,
I
there he
enjoyed it.
is. There he
All right.
is, Larry Walshaw, CEO of Water Weasel Retriever. And all of you, thank you so much for joining me today on the show. I'm so proud and grateful and to be a part of everything going on. There are things in our country that we're sad about. There are things happening that we look at and we hope for. But as far as golf goes, some of the greatest golf on the planet has been going on and will continue to go on. So make sure you stay there with me right here on Great American Golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.